News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. You may have already known this, but Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton apparently don't like each other very much.
The annual Al Smith Memorial Dinner is typically a chance for the presidential candidates to show their fun side in the campaign's home stretch. But once again, little is typical about this year's campaign.
Here she is tonight, in public, pretending not to hate Catholics.
Clinton spoke after Trump. She took some shots of her own.
Donald looks at the Statue of Liberty and sees a 4. Maybe a 5 if she loses the torch and tablet and changes her hair.
Both candidates were able to do something they struggled to do during the debates, actually shake hands. I'm Andy Rose reporting.
Today, the post office will honor two workers who died after handling anthrax-laced letters sent out shortly after 9/11.
The Brentwood Processing and Distribution Center in Northeast has already been renamed in honor of Joseph Kersein and Thomas Morris. But Tina Bursko with Local 140 says more needs to be done to remember them.
People come to the building and see the name, and they know nothing of the significance of the names.
So today, the union's unveiling a monument in honor of the men.
Now you're be able to go up to the podium and read inscription about both persons.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It's been an unusually dangerous month for pedestrians and bicyclists in Montgomery County, where there's been a rash of accidents recently, and police fear it's going to get worse. Police Captain Tom Didone.
Physics has also told us that every time a 2-ton vehicle comes in contact with a bicyclist or a pedestrian, that the bicyclist and the pedestrian loses every time. It's the longest losing streak that I know of.
One reason for accidents, Didone says, is that people seem to have forgotten the basic rules of the road. The D.C. region's Capital Bike Share program is extending into Fairfax County today. Officials are holding ribbon-cutting ceremonies in Reston and Tysons to celebrate the expansion. Nearly 30 bicycle stations are being added to the Reston and Tysons areas, complementing the Silver Line Metro Rail stations that opened a couple of years ago. The new stations join a network of more than 400 bike share stations already in place across the region. Mexico has approved the extradition of drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman to the United States.
It could be months before he actually arrives in the U.S. to stand trial. That's because Guzman's lawyers still have one more appeal available. Meanwhile, a federal judge overseeing Guzman's case in Mexico was found dead Tuesday, gunned down while jogging. Guzman is considered one of the most powerful drug traffickers in the world. I'm Bill Michaels.
The UN Human Rights Council is holding a special meeting on the crisis in the Syrian city of Aleppo, which the human rights chief describes as a slaughterhouse. He says rights violations and abuses in Syria, in rebel-held eastern Aleppo and beyond, quote, constitute crimes of historic proportions. Police officers in Paris demonstrated again last night over a lack of equipment and rising violence against them.
Hundreds of French police officers, some of them wearing ski masks, took to the streets of the French capital and several other cities for a fourth straight night Thursday night. The officers say they're exhausted after months of a national state of emergency linked to deadly jihadi attacks and charge the French government is not providing the resources they need to do their jobs. The French Interior Minister promises open consultations with police units over their concerns. French President François Hollande has scheduled a meeting with police unions next week. I'm Scott Carr.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,162, the Nasdaq at 5,242. Sports, the Caps beat the Panthers in Florida. Thursday night football, the Packers beat the Bears. College football, Virginia Tech beats Miami. And the Chicago Cubs now need just one more win to wrap up the NLCS and go to the World Series for the first time since 1945. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Fall is here, and just around the corner, colder temperatures. Snow and ice are waiting. Stay informed with the most accurate and dependable forecast from the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Rice.
I'm Jeff Marr.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stager
on WMAL.
Things change, and that's a good thing. Kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again, and that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the Mutual Fund Store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor who sits on your side of the table as a fiduciary, doing what's right for you. But we also offer offer more than mutual funds and more tools, including more powerful research to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Rock Creek Parkway, better news. It's reopened each direction southbound Ajua. No longer being detoured and turned onto Waterside Drive, and northbound open past P Street as well. You might still see some activity from the crash, but you can get through. Now on the George Washington Parkway, I have a stalled car reported northbound, north of the Key Bridge, right as you come up toward the exit for Spout Run. So do watch. Didn't get a lane there. U.S. Park Police on the way to check it out. Checking you out in Virginia, we'll take you 28 as you come southbound Sully Road before you get to 50. That's where we have a report of a crash. So again, southbound 28 heading in through Chantilly before you get to 50. Watch for accident activity. 66 volume just as you push slightly through Manassas Centerville. And on 95, great shape this morning. I'm not seeing much of any backups out of Stafford into Quiet. First set of delays over the Occoquan. Update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front coming, a little rain also moving in. And come this afternoon, probably mid-afternoon, 77 degrees. Maybe even a rumble of thunder with showers. Those showers end tonight, partly cloudy later and cooler, 50. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 in Stafford, 66 and only 68 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by the American Red Cross. Some Obama personal email is among the WikiLeaks Podesta document dump. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
It's 6:07. We're live here on location at the Silver Diner in Tyson's Corner in McLean, Virginia. Give yourself a break off the Beltway and come have some pancakes as we continue our Mornings on the Mall broadcast all through 9 a.m. And in this hour, we're going to have Virginia Delegate Tim Hugo at the bottom of the hour. Next hour, we've got former Congressman Tom Davis of Virginia. And then at 7:35, former Governor of Virginia Jim Gilmore. And then at 8:35, Brett Baer of Fox News Channel. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
There we go. All right, so we got this big game coming up. We're on a run. We got like four games in a row that we've won now, and the next game is with the Detroit Lions. And joining us on the line to discuss that is Redskins elite long snapper and WMAL's Redskins analyst, Comcast SportsNet co-host. You know him, you love him, you can't live without him. Trevor Maddich, how are you?
Good morning, Brian. Hey, Larry. Pancakes, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's plenty. You're missing out, buddy.
Pancakes?
You know, I'm hearing the line of politicians coming. Now we know how to attract politicians.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, yeah, well, you eat like a lineman, so it's probably a good idea that you're not here.
We actually need to have some food for the other people, Trevor. So, hey, Trevor, let's talk about the game. Listen, I'm sort of beginning to get excited about this season. I mean, it started out a little rough. We were all worried whether or not we were in for a really, really miserable season. Now we seem to have made a lot of corrections. The last game, the Redskins looked about as good as I think anybody expected them to look with the talent that they have. And we're going forward with a game with the Detroit Lions. How does that shape up?
That shapes up to be a winnable game for the Redskins. According to ESPN's Football Power Index, the Redskins have a 46% chance to win. That's about 50-50. And I think that the way this matchup works, the strength of the Lions is their passing attack. And the Redskins have been doing a better job of covering the pass over the last several games. So this there's no reason not to expect the Redskins to make it five in a row.
Trevor, this last game against the Eagles, part of the defense strategy was to get in that rookie quarterback's face and have him eat turf, and boy, did he ever. But they're facing a quarterback with the Lions who is far from a rookie, and he knows how to get the ball off quickly in the same way that Aaron Rodgers did with the Packers. So is that going to be the biggest challenge these Redskins face?
Yeah, that, and they won't have the advantage of having a rookie offensive lineman to pick on, which they did against the Ravens and against Philly last week. So I think the pass rushers will have to take the success that they've had the last couple of weeks against some young players and turn it into success against real live NFL players. That will be key. But also, I'll tell you, the fact that Stafford is throwing the ball well is interesting, but they don't run the ball that well. And if they can turn them into being one-dimensional, and they can lay their ears back and start doing things to Stafford, they can get to him. So really it comes back to the same thing, stop the run.
The general sense after the last game was that we had a very balanced attack. The number of yards we got through passing compared to the number of yards we got through rushing were almost identical. And how does that then help us in this coming game?
Well, it helps a lot because the Redskins, when they lost those first two games, didn't run the ball well at all. It was really interesting to watch the three running backs play last week because Matt Jones, who's like 6'3 and like 230 pounds, he's a mountain of a running back, he's huge, was running like a little bitty guy, afraid to get hit. So he didn't start the game last week. Chris Thompson did, and Chris Thompson and Rob Kelly, the other running back, ran the ball hard. So finally when Matt Jones came off the bench, he started running the ball hard. And actually I went on SportsCenter and talked about that and said basically Matt Jones needs to run the ball like Alabama runs the ball, which is violently, and that's what they did. And so if they're able to do that up at Detroit, then it opens everything else up. Because keep this in mind as well. Kirk Cousins excels at throwing play-action passes.
Yep.
The first two games, they didn't run the ball, and the play-action didn't work very well. So it's all connected.
Trevor, let me ask you this about the psychology of what the players are going through right now. As a former player, when you start to string together some wins like this, four in a row, especially last week's win against the Eagles, which was unexpected, and actually the week before in Baltimore against the Ravens, which was also sort of against the odds, what happens mentally to a team where you start to feel that momentum and you start to feel like, well, yeah, we can actually do this?
Larry, it makes you hungry because now that you're stringing together wins, possibilities become more real to you. I mean, take a look at teams like the Patriots. The Patriots are used to winning week after week after week, and they feed off of those wins. They prepare with even greater focus the next week because they don't want to squander the good that they did in winning those previous games. And the Redskins are in a position now where they're starting to get that feeling again because it's been a long time since the Redskins started the season 4-2. And they've won four in a row now with a 10-5 in a row. These guys, psychologically, are in a position to where all of a sudden they have to deal with success. But I think dealing with success allows you to prepare to win better than losing and dealing with failure.
Yeah. You sort of get the mindset that we can do this. Nothing is impossible. You become, you know, a lot more, productive when you're in that mindset than when you're in the mindset of having to fight your way out of a hole, which is where we started early in the season. All right, so if we string together five, then looking forward to the rest of the season.
You're getting ahead of yourself.
I know I'm getting ahead of myself, but we've still got some very tough games ahead.
Yeah, they're very tough games. The early part of the season for the Redskins was the easier part on paper. The later part is really, really tough because after the bye, there's Detroit at Detroit. Next week is at Cincinnati, which will be a tough game. Then a bye. After that, Minnesota, Green Bay, at Dallas, at Arizona, at Philly, Carolina.
Wow.
It's just there's a whole string of tough games. So you know, this game is not a must-win at all for the Redskins. But they've got to get wins in the bank in September and October so that they have a little bit of fudge factor later on. And so this is actually a very big game for the Redskins, and it'll be interesting to see how they respond to the success that they've had.
Vegas has the game as a pick'em game. Obviously, nobody bets on professional football. I'm just putting that out there analytical tool. Trevor, are you ready to make a call on this game?
I am ready to make a call.
Let's hear it.
We stand by.
I think the Redskins win this game 21-17. I think the defense turns in another fantastic performance. They've only allowed one touchdown on defense in the last two games.
That's right.
There have been non-offensive touchdowns the Redskins have given up. But the Redskins defense has really stepped it up.
Yeah, they have.
And the running game finally showed up last week. So I think the Redskins will go to Detroit. They will hit the Lions in the mouth. And by the way, why wouldn't you hit the Lions in the mouth?
Their colors are silver and Honolulu blue.
Yep.
What on a lion in the wild is Honolulu blue? It makes no sense. You should hit the lions in the mouth.
See, Trevor knows that I'm from Michigan, and so he's just putting in these jabs here, these gratuitous attacks on my poor Lions who have been struggling for about 70 years now. Thanks, Trevor.
That's okay. Hey, but the Wolverines, they're making up for it.
Yes, they are. Number three in the nation. All right, thank you, Trevor Maddich. Good to have you,
always
as always.
Pleasure.
Hi, thanks, guys.
It is 6:15 on WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Chantilly for the crash. If you normally take 28 southbound, say south of the Dulles Toll Road, hang on here because we have a closure. Southbound 28 before you get to 50. Accident involves a motorcycle. Northbound you can get by, but do have some volume because you can see all of the activity. Now, let's get you on to 66. Just a little bit below speed here through Manassas and Centerville. Now of an incident reported eastbound 66 right as you come up toward 123. That was reported along the right side. Stalled car on the George Washington Parkway just north of the Key Bridge. So northbound GW Parkway as you pass the Key Bridge approaching Spout Run Parkway. I don't have a lane, so you're coming up on this at speed. Be very careful, George Washington Parkway. In case you missed it, Rock Creek Parkway has been reopened. That was shut down in each direction for a serious crash, but you can now get through over near Peace Street and Waterside Drive. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Autumn now, but still nice. It's going to be rainy today, though. The high is 77 degrees. Look for an 80% chance of rain, maybe about a quarter of an inch, though, between today and tonight. Speaking of tonight, the low is around 50 degrees, and again, some showers early in the evening, windy overnight. Here's your weekend forecast. Saturday is looking like a windy day with a few clouds, high of 61 degrees. And then Sunday, beautiful day, abundant sunshine, in fact, highs in the upper 60s. Right now, 68 degrees in your nation's capital on WMAL.
I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love.
You know, I'm the first person to say that it's very valuable to have representatives of our pop culture involved in politics and promoting a candidate. Sadly, they tend to only promote Democrats, of course, except for Caitlyn Jenner. Yeah, we lucky Republicans, we inherited Caitlyn Jenner as our pop culture icon. But Miley Cyrus is going to be campaigning right here in Northern Virginia on behalf of her candidate, Hillary Clinton. Now, on the face of it, this sounds like it's going to help get that millennial vote out. She's going to be knocking on doors over on George Mason University. And, you know, how excited will college kids be that, oh, hey, Miley's on the front door there telling me who to vote for? That you would think that would help, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Here's the problem. It's still Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
And she starts talking. And we're just trying to imagine what that's going to be like. You know, it's one thing to record a 60-second public service announcement where they script you and they edit you and they only put in the coherent things that you have to say.
Yeah.
But here comes Miley Cyrus, you know.
Winging it.
Here she is. I mean, let's imagine how this conversation goes as she knocks on the door. Cut 18 will start. This is, you know, you open the door, you're a college kid.
Hey, Miley Cyrus.
And Miley says, hey, I want to talk politics. And it sounds like this.
It's hard being me, but it's hard being them too. You know, it's hard just being a normal person living and being different. I think the universe puts this kind of responsibility to certain people that they know they can handle it. And I think I'm strong enough to handle it. And some of those people maybe aren't. And that's why I'm kind of the leader and giving them that little push.
Now, again, you're a student at George Mason University.
There you go. What did she just say?
And these are the words of wisdom. And so, you know, but then you kind of cut her some slack and you say, oh, okay, Miley, that didn't exactly make sense, but that's because you're an artist, right? I mean, from an artist's perspective, what do you think I should do politically?
This brush was sitting beside one of the, like, bathtubs at one of this random hotel, so I think it actually might, because it was sitting by the bath, so I think it's some sort of, like, scrubber meets loofah, but I forgot a brush on this trip, so I'm just using it as my brush.
Okay, Miley, I didn't ask you about your brush, or God knows I didn't ask you about a loofah. I'm asking you about your perspective as an artist and what I should do politically.
I don't really ever think about anything of what I'm doing except the way that I feel about it. People are like, was that, you know, a conscious decision to do that? I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Like, I'm just doing what I was doing on a stage, which that's what being, like, an artist is you just do what you're doing. And then I think to myself, if I wasn't who I was before, if I was just like coming out as a new artist, I would be able to do what I want because that's you as the artist that you're being.
Bam.
So then I just feel like I'm like a new, like I hate when people say I'm a new artist because it's like obviously not because I've got all my fans that have been following me forever, but I don't really feel like I have to like represent the same thing that I represented. I don't know. I don't even know how to explain
it.
I
don't know either.
All right, listen, Hannah Montana, you're not helping me at all, okay? You're not bringing anything to the table. I'm asking your opinion on politics. All you're talking about is nonsense here about your brushes and your loofahs. Can you give me any kind of substantive tips that I can use to get through my ordinary day?
Now my closet is just alphabetized, but when I was in sixth grade, I was in this little group, and it was like real-life Mean Girls. Like, you would get kicked out if you wore the same thing twice and if you weren't a brunette. So, and if you didn't wear pink when you had to do the yearbook picture, which I only had one pink shirt, and I had accidentally worn it the day before, thinking it was picture day, and then I had to wear it again, and then I got bumped, because, like, I had to choose. Like, either I wasn't going to wear pink for the picture, or I was going to wear the same thing twice, so I had to go with the same thing twice, and
hopefully
they would understand, and they kicked me out. But I used to write down, like, I had a number on all the tags and all the hangers of my clothes, so it would stay organized, but put on my calendar like the number of the clothes that I would wear each day, so I'd make sure I could like go back and see.
You know,
if I
well, I do that too.
Before.
Caitlyn Jenner is looking better and better here, actually. Now that I think about it,
you know, the thing about Miley Cyrus is that you know, for every time for a while that you saw Miley Cyrus on TV, the predominant thing that you saw was that she was sticking her tongue out at the camera.
That was one of the predominant things.
Yeah,
there was also twerking involved.
There was, but I mean, she constantly had her tongue hanging out of her mouth, and it was horrible to look at. But I noticed now that she's on The Voice as one of the judges and helping out, that she's not doing that as much. I think so. Maybe Miley is turning the corner.
Really?
Maybe, you know, the fact that she no longer lets her tongue hang out every time she appears in public is a sign that Miley is growing up, becoming more mature, more responsible.
Oh, God help us. Maybe she'll run for Congress. Either way, here in Northern Virginia, it's going to be a party in the USA as Miley Cyrus goes knocking on doors and trying to get those votes for her gal, Hillary Clinton. So be on the lookout.
Yeah, be forewarned.
It's 622 on WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
It's fall, and that means football watching parties, friends, family, other get-togethers. Plus, the holidays are right around the corner, right? So ask yourself something. Are you embarrassed when friends come over and see how dirty your carpets are? Well, you don't have to be embarrassed. No, you don't. You can look at your carpets with pride if you get Zero Res out there. You know the kind of mess I'm talking about on your carpet. Maybe the kids caused the problem. The pets caused the problem. Maybe you got wine spills on the carpet. I'm familiar with that phenomenon.
Yeah, I know, bud.
Maybe just years of normal abuse. Zero Res can help you. Zero Res is going to turn your old carpets back into soft, gorgeous carpets, smelling clean and fresh. Honestly, it's like getting a brand new carpet in your house. And I got to just take a quick second to tell you about Luis and Lindsay Padilla. They're located right here in Northern Virginia. Of course, they cover the entire Washington area. But they run Zero Res like a family business. They stand behind every job they do. And they'll ensure you have an excellent customer experience. And they're big fans of WMAL, too. So, you know, you can talk politics and Mornings on the Mall and Chris Plant while they're cleaning your carpets. Call Zero Res right now. Get clean before the holidays. Ask for the Larry O'Connor WMAL special. They'll expertly pre-treat, clean, and sanitize each room of carpet for only $59 a room. Minimums apply. Call them 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
The national debt is $19 trillion and growing, threatening to harm our economy. In just over a decade, interest on the debt will be our third largest federal program. That's just the interest. What does this mean for our future generations? If we don't solve our debt problem, good-paying jobs could disappear, wages could fall, and money for important programs like education, infrastructure, and R&D will shrink. What's the good news? There's still time for a solution, and many good ideas exist to put our debt on a sustainable path. At the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, we're working to get candidates from both parties talking about solutions. And we need your help. Ask the candidates today for a plan to address the national debt. Just visit askforaplan.org. That's askforaplan.org. Together we can secure our future. Paid for by the Peter G. Peterson Foundation.
The Combined Federal Campaign is the world's largest and most successful annual workplace charity campaign.
Your donations help support many nonprofit organizations like the American Kidney Fund, where one out of every five U.S. dialysis patients receives direct financial support to maintain access to life-saving medical care, including dialysis and transplantation. Support the American Kidney Fund, CFC number 11404, as your charity for the 2016 combined federal campaign. To learn more, visit WMAL.com/charity.
It's 6:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good Friday morning, all. Let's go inbound New York Avenue. Crash reported inbound New York Avenue at Florida Avenue. Watch with fire and rescue responding there. A little bit busy, Virginia Chantilly. You want to avoid 28 south of the toll road because we have a closure. Southbound 28 before you get to 50. It's seen at a crash involving a motorcyclist. Now, that's going to be south of McLaren Road, south of Frying Pan Road. So those are options for you to bail out of 28 before you get stuck in the backups. Northbound 28, you are in delays on the approach, but you can slowly get by here at last check. 66 eastbound, right as you come up to the exit for 123. That's where we have the crash. Eastbound at 123 on that exit ramp and partially blocks, crowds that right lane of 66. Traffic update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front coming, a little rain also moving in. And come this afternoon, probably mid-afternoon, 77 degrees. Maybe even a rumble of thunder with the showers. Those showers end tonight, partly cloudy later and cooler, 50. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 degrees in your nation's capital at 626.
It's the final countdown!
Well, you know, you keep hearing, if you look at the conventional wisdom and you talk to a lot of mainstream reporters, that's, oh, this thing is over. And the polls show that it is.
Oh, it's over.
It's over. It's all
over.
Done.
Oh, they don't even need to vote.
We don't even need to go to the polls.
We've already got enough votes in the can.
We know exactly how it's going to turn out. It's going to be a Hillary presidency.
Sure.
But I got to point out something.
Okay.
If you look at the Real Clear Politics average of polls, it now, and you look at the four-way race, it is Clinton plus six. However, in the 2012 election cycle, there was one poll that was identified as being the most accurate poll across the board. It was, at the end of the day, the poll that absolutely got it right. All the pollsters agreed this one was the most accurate. It's the Investors Business Daily poll. And you know what the four-way race for the IBD poll shows?
I do not, but I think you will tell me.
Trump up by one.
Really?
And this is very much in sync with another poll that is a daily tracking poll that has been very positive toward Donald Trump across the board. The LA Times poll has it as a dead even tie.
Interesting.
So, I mean, yes, if you average out all the polls, yes, indeed, you will find that the four-way average is Clinton plus six. But the most accurate poll in the last election cycle has it Trump plus one.
All right, well, that's very scientific. One thing you should take into account, though, you know the Redskins rule, don't you? The Redskins rule is if they win their final home game before the election, the party in power stays in power. They just won against the Eagles. So you got your polls and all your science.
Yeah.
But I got the Redskins beating the Eagles last weekend, which means President Clinton.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Well, anyway.
I
have no idea which of these polls is accurate, but I got to tell you, you have to give credence to a poll that was so accurate last time.
It's 6:28 on WMAL.
Attention taxpayers. Do you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes? If so, this nationwide announcement is big news for you. Growth in the U.S. economy has been the slowest ever in decades, and the result is American consumers are under enormous strain. Because of this, the IRS is accepting surprisingly reduced settlements for those in tax trouble. You may now qualify for a special program called the Fresh Start Initiative, which can reduce your liability by many thousands of dollars, or possibly eliminate your tax debt. See if you qualify. Call the Tax Forgiveness Hotline now. 800-417-5066. The IRS is making history by providing unprecedented relief, even possible tax debt forgiveness. Consumers are receiving unheard-of settlements. One simple call could end your tax nightmare. See if you qualify now for significant tax debt reduction or even tax debt forgiveness. Call the Tax Forgiveness Hotline now. 800-417-5066. 800-417-5066. 800-417-5066.
Coming up on WMAL, we continue our live broadcast on location at the Tyson's Corner Silver Diner. And joining us right up here on the dais, right here next to us, will be Virginia Delegate Tim Hugo to answer all of our questions about Virginia politics and what in God's name they're doing down there in Richmond. So make sure you stay with us and come on out and join us at the Tyson's Corner Silver Diner. It's 6:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. An annual white tie dinner meant to raise money for New York City's impoverished children turned into a night of bashing. The bashers, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
You could see ahead of the remarks here at this dinner, maybe how the night was going to go. Hillary Clinton, it was definitely more her crowd. She had more visitors coming up to her than Donald Trump. Donald Trump ended up with more boos as both candidates abandoned some of the usual decorum for a tone that reflected what they've taken in this bruising election battle.
Correspondent Brianna Keeler, New York's Cardinal Timothy Dolan, said his position on the dais between the two candidates was, quote, the iciest place on the planet. The Maryland Healthcare Commission has approved a new regional medical center for Prince George's County. The $543 million project involves Dimensions Healthcare Systems and the University of Maryland Medical System. Construction and operation of the hospital will also require some $400 million in public funds. Not long after the 9/11 attacks, a microbiologist sent anthrax-laced letters to two U.S. senators. Today is the 15th anniversary of the deaths of the two U.S. postal workers who handled those letters at the Brentwood Center in Northeast D.C. Joseph Kersine and Thomas Morris are being remembered today at a ceremony this morning in front of the mail distribution center that now bears their names. Five Loudoun County teenage boys have now been charged in the vandalism earlier this month of an historic one-room schoolhouse in Ashburn. Vandals spray-painted racist and obscene graffiti on the schoolhouse, including swastikas and phrases like white power. But prosecutors have reportedly determined that the case doesn't meet the legal requirements to be prosecuted as a hate crime. There's a big tobacco deal afoot today. British American Tobacco is offering to buy Reynolds American in a $47 billion cash and stock deal. It would create the world's largest publicly traded tobacco company. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,162, the Nasdaq at 52,42. Sports, the Caps win in Florida. The Packers beat the Bears on Thursday Night Football. Virginia Tech beats Miami. Baseball, the Cubs take a 3-2 lead over the Dodgers in the best of seven NLCS. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and if you need to sell your home fast and for top dollar, then I recommend you call my friend Frank Prindle. He's the only agent I would trust to sell my home. For a guarantee you can trust, go to itrustfrank.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I can provide a range of implant restorative treatment options in a single pain-free visit. Here are the advantages of choosing McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I have over 35 years of experience, hundreds of hours of advanced training and certification to use a nationally recognized state-of-the-art implant treatment. Implants are a permanent and simple solution. The new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. With dental implants, we can also permanently replace your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today and make your appointment at 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Money doesn't come with instructions. That's why my wife Jean and I started Edelman Financial Services. At Edelman Financial, we're committed to serving your best interests. We started operating that way 30 years ago, and today we still do it the same way. Jean and I invite you to take advantage of my straightforward, common sense approach to financial planning to help you prepare for retirement and achieve all your financial goals. Come, let us help you with your financial planning and managing your investments, just as we've helped 30,000 other people just like you. We have 6 offices in Maryland and Northern Virginia, and you'll enjoy spending time with an Edelman financial planner. Just call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's RiceDelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at LYFTDC.com today. Terms apply.
6:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A closure in Chantilly. I need to give you a workaround. Here's what's going on with the crash. Medevac helicopter is now on the scene of this accident I've been talking about on 28 Sully Road. Happened in the southbound direction before you get to Route 50. So southbound 28 Sully Road before 50, the scene of the crash. Initially, before the medevac got there, northbound was getting by, but now we're at a standstill each direction. Now, if you're coming south of the toll road, you don't want to commit to that stretch. You can bail out. You can take Frying Pan Road or even McLaren Road and take it to 657 Centerville Road that parallels 28. So you'll be away from all of that traffic. If you're coming northbound, say northbound, heading up north of 66, you can also exit at Westfield Boulevard and take Walney Road to 657 toward your destination. But again, 28 in Chantilly near 50 closed each direction. 66 eastbound, you come up to 123 along the right side for the crash. Also closed is the exit to 123 because of the accident. 395 off the Beltway to Landmark slowing. Watch on the George Washington Parkway. We had a stalled reported GW Parkway near Spout Run Parkway. Top side of the Maryland Beltway. Here we come around the Beltway, just the volume, 95 toward Georgia Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
77 today, some rain this afternoon, probably after 3 o'clock. We'll see the showers, thunder showers, and as we hit through early tonight, then partly cloudy and windy overnight. Cold fronts through down near 50. Tomorrow, windy and cool, 61. Sunny on Sunday, upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 in Manassas, 66 in Gaithersburg, 68 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by REMAX. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 6:38. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, and we're live on location at the Silver Diner in Tyson's Corner, Virginia. Come on down. We'll be here through 9 in the morning. Coming up later this morning in the 7 o'clock hour, Representative Tom Davis, former Virginia congressman, will be live with us here, as well as former Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore. And then at 8:35, we're going to be joined by Brett Baer of Fox News Channel. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us now here at the Silver Diner in Tyson's Corner is Virginia Delegate Tim Hugo, represents the 40th District. We're very glad to have you here. Thanks for getting up early, coming out and have some coffee with us.
Yeah.
Guys, no place to be. You guys, Silver Niner and WMAL listeners. All right.
All right. Well, listen, I want to start out by talking about voter integrity in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Everybody says, when you talk to the so-called experts, that, voter fraud is not a big deal. And I think that they're wrong about that, because voter fraud doesn't have to be a pervasive thing. If you are in a close state like the Commonwealth of Virginia, if you are able to put a few extra votes across the line illegally in some key precincts, you can very well carry the entire state. So what are Republicans doing in the Commonwealth of Virginia to make sure that people who are casting their ballots are actually people who should be casting their ballots?
Well, you're absolutely right. People forget that we had races here in Virginia. Bob McDonald's AG race just a couple years ago, 360 votes. Cuccinelli's Senate race, 93. We had a delegate race here, one vote on a recount, one vote. So you're absolutely right. So we had a hearing last week where we heard about what was happening at JMU, where they were registering voters, dead people to vote. Sussex County, where dead people actually voted. So what we're saying, we've called for the head of the Elections Department to be fired because we've got to put everybody on notice. But it's incumbent on all of us. Get out there. Be a poll watcher. Volunteer. Keep an eye out. We can trust the system, but you got to verify it every day because you're right. There's close races, and some of them are right here in Virginia.
And you're going to be watching very closely on Election Day. You have people out there scheduled to watch and make sure that people are following the rules?
Absolutely. We've got to get volunteers out there, and we're trying to do that. And one thing, too, I think it's fascinating to me, we're seeing some of our voter ID laws that we've passed across the country. They're popular on a bipartisan level. They poll like 75%. They're popular with everybody but liberal judges, and that's who keeps striking them down.
Along these same lines, we've had J. Christian Adams and Hans von Spakovsky on to talk about a lot of voter irregularities on the voter rolls via the registration process. And we just had a problem with the system that handles registration. We had to extend registration in the Commonwealth of Virginia. There's something very specific that needs to be addressed, and that is non-citizens who register. There is currently no policing of that process. There's no one to stop and check to see if someone who is registered to vote is a citizen or is not a citizen. Is that something at the state level that can be implemented? It seems like a pretty easy cross-check.
That's something at the state level we've got to do. You're right. There's problems with voting fraud, but the real problem is the voting registration. Because, look, you can go online tonight till 11:59 and vote. So what's going to keep you from sitting in your bedroom or in your basement? You don't have to be a legal citizen or a Virginia resident. A couple years ago, they found out 17 people voted in Fairfax and in Montgomery County. That was just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, that's crossing state borders, let alone international borders. I'd love to follow up on another issue that we hear a lot about on WMAL from Virginians and from Marylanders alike, and that has to do with the Convention of States. I know that there's an initiative in Richmond right now. I believe it's going to be taken up in this special session in November. You guys have a session scheduled for November?
No, we'll take that up in January.
In January. But a lot of this has to do with, no matter who wins the presidential election, I think there are a lot of people who believe that a Convention of States is in order to sort of reassess how our federal government is representing us and representing the states. Where do you stand on that, and what are the prospects in Richmond?
You know, that's an interesting one. It divides a lot of our folks. Some people are worried about a runaway convention, but also a lot of people say, look, we've got to do something on this because we have to have a balanced budget amendment, because if not, our children, our grandchildren are going to be in debt forever. So this one divides a little bit of our people, but it's something that's out there. I've voted for it in the past because I'm really concerned about the national debt. If Hillary Clinton's elected, I'm terribly concerned about the national debt. We've got to be very, very careful.
You should reach out to Virginian Mark Levin to come and testify before a committee, perhaps, so he can explain the value of the convention.
He's kind of a shy guy. It's hard to get to. I'm not sure where he's coming from usually.
Let me ask you, though, about this. We actually, if you look at the polls, people say Virginia, it's going to go blue. There's just no doubt about it. But then I noticed that the Donald Trump campaign decided that they were going to put $2 million downstate into some TV ads because they see something. Now, you don't put $2 million on the line if you identify a state as being a lost cause. What are they seeing? What are you seeing that makes you feel like these polls might be wrong?
Well, I see a lot of energy out there, and I want to go back to some recent history. You think about the Cuccinelli race. You think about Ed Gillespie last year. The Main Street media were trying to convince us weeks out the race is over. Oh, these guys are behind. It's a lost cause. Just stay home. Don't bother. Well, these races came down to just a couple thousand votes, a few thousand votes. So that's what they're trying to do. The Democrats and the liberals are trying to convince us the race is over. Stay home. If you drive around the state like I do, I'm the chairman of the Republican caucus, so I'm driving around the state seeing our folks. You'll see the signs for Trump all over the place, especially downstate.
Yeah, and we just heard from someone who's a top advisor in the Commonwealth on behalf of the Trump campaign saying that he's out polling by a factor of over 50% what Mitt Romney was polling back then before the 2012 election in those districts. Let me just quickly finish with you, Delegate Tim Hugo. Hey, Democrats, Hillary voters, the election is over in Virginia. It's done. There's no reason to come out. The cake is baked, all right? Republicans, you know what to do. Delegate Tim Hugo, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's great here to be at Silver Diner.
It is now 6:44 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
You've been thinking about or wanting new windows? Well, my good friends over at Thompson Creek Windows wanted me to let you know that now may be the time to buy. Thompson Creek Window Companies are the one company that does it all. They design, they build, they install each window, custom made for your home and our unique climate. The best part is there are no middlemen, eliminating unnecessary headaches and expenses. And right now, Thompson Creek is offering the lowest prices of the season. That's right. If you buy three windows, you will get one window free. You have the chance right now to save some money on the cost of new windows and your utility bills year-round, plus increase the value of your home. You know what that is? That's not a win-win. That's a win-win-win. Pick up your phone right now. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. You'll get Thompson Creek's lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows. Get one window free. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. That number again, 855-57-CREEK. 855-57-CREEK.
6:45 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through Chantilly, still need to avoid 28 Sully Road southbound, closed before you get to Route 50. Serious crash, call for a medevac helicopter. Now, when the helicopter was at the ground, they've stopped the northbound traffic. Now that it's taken off, northbound slowly getting by the scene of the crash. And in fact, so slowly, we're almost back to I-66. So if you're heading north on 28 from 66, I would not get past Walney Road without taking the detour to avoid sitting in that jam traffic. If you're coming southbound 28, I would not commit south of the toll road, but if you already are, take Frying Pan Road or McLaren Road and parallel 28 with 657. That could be your workaround. 66 east to 123 for the crash along the right side on 210 Indian Head Highway before you get to Palmer Road for the crash. You're under police direction. And for the Beltway on our Friday morning, catch a little bit of a break here around the Beltway through Annandale, Tysons, just some of the volume in through Silver Spring. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
77 today, some rain this afternoon, probably after 3 o'clock. You see the showers, thunder showers, and as we hit through early tonight, then partly cloudy and windy overnight. Cold fronts through down near 50. Tomorrow, windy and cool, 61. Sunny on Sunday, upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It is now 6:46 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian and Larry, we're at the Silver Diner out here in Tyson's Corner. Love for you to come by. Got plenty of room here. We're going to be talking politics and a lot of stuff. People coming through this morning that you want to shake hands and see and spend some time with. We'd love to have you come out and join us as we open up the first stop in our diner tour.
Brian, I want to tell you about a story that broke yesterday on Special Report with Brett Baer. And we're going to have Brett Baer coming up at 8:30 this morning, but this deserves our attention. Ed Henry has been doing yeoman's work diving into the WikiLeaks emails. Now, these are, of course, the daily dump of thousands of emails that John Podesta wrote or exchanged with the Clinton campaign operatives. And there's one email in particular that appears to be a smoking gun for Hillary Clinton's pay-to-play. Let me tell you a little bit about it. And again, kudos to Ed Henry for finding this. Apparently, this last year, 2015, there was a huge Clinton Global Initiative event in the Kingdom of Morocco.
Yeah.
And King Mohammed VI, I don't remember what happened to King Mohammed, you know, 1 through 5.
Yeah, I don't
but
either.
I'm sure there was a beheading in there somewhere.
I have not kept up with that.
But King Mohammed VI of Morocco promised to give $12 million. $12 million to the Clinton Global Initiative. However, he would only make that donation if Hillary Clinton herself showed up for this event in May of 2015 to speak. Now, the only problem, according to John Podesta's emails and Robbie Mook, the campaign manager, they were exchanging emails saying, this might not look so good. This is a month after she announces her presidential campaign, and then she's going to the Kingdom of Morocco at the behest of King Mohammed VI, speaking and getting $12 million in the pocket for it. Well, Huma Abedin, of all people, wrote an email about this. And she said, and I'm quoting the emails, just to give you some context, the condition upon which the Moroccans agreed to host the meeting was her participation. If HRC was not part of it, the meeting was a non-starter. Let me translate that for you. If Hillary Clinton doesn't show up, we don't get the $12 million.
That's right.
And, of course, the Podesta and Mook were saying, well, this is a major problem. And Huma responded and said, Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
She created this mess. This was HRC's idea.
Well, hold it. That would suggest that there was a decision by Hillary Clinton that if you did this, that would happen.
That's right.
If you make an appearance and give the speech, the this, then the that would be, you'd get $12 million.
That's right.
This for that. That is the same as quid pro quo.
That's one way to call it.
Which is the same way thing as pay to play.
Well, in this case, certainly is pay to play. Politico first reported on this Clinton Global Initiative when it occurred and talked about a $1 million donation from the King of Morocco. It's now revealed through this WikiLeaks dump, and again, Ed Henry's great reporting, that it's $12 million, and they only paid if Hillary Clinton played. It's 6:50 on WMAL.
Today, not only are you at risk of losing money on your bank deposits, but now the dollar itself is falling in value thanks to America's good-for-nothing Federal Reserve. Yes, Savage Nation, today we all face big government's secret war on cash, where you could be considered a criminal simply by withdrawing your own cash, savings, or retirement. You heard me right. Your own cash is the government's next target. Protect your economic freedom and privacy. You must read The Secret War from Swiss America, which offers banking and money safety tips that the government doesn't want you to know. Call 800-289-2646 right now. Protect yourself. 800-289-2646 right now. Or visit secretwaroncash.com. Don't let the government rob you blind. Call now, 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. I, Michael Savage, say that now is the time to save your savings while you still can. Call 800-289-2646 right now. SecretWarOnCash.com.
1-877-CARS for kids. Cars for kids. 1-877-CARS for kids. Donate your car today. 1-877-CARS for kids. K-A-R-S. Cars for kids. 1-877-CARS for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S. Cars for kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
I'm Wayne LaPierre with the NRA. During World War II, our greatest generation held medal drives to support our soldiers. In that same spirit, I'm here to enlist you in NRA Cars for Freedom. If you have an unwanted car, tractor, boat, or motorcycle, we'll pick it up for free in nearly any condition. Donations are tax deductible and will be used to educate our country and protect our freedom. Visit NRACarsForFreedom.com or call 1-866-NRA-GIFT.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us
and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Thank you very much.
It's 6:53. That means it's time to check in with your money. Chuck Kamlick at the CNBC News Desk has all the answers. Hey, Chuck.
Good morning and happy Friday. Wall Street may follow up yesterday's losses with more losses today. Stock futures point to a lower open. The big news today, British American Tobacco is offering to buy Reynolds American for $47 billion. That deal would put Camel and Dunhill cigarettes in the same pack and create the world's largest publicly traded tobacco company. Microsoft's profits rose last quarter because its cloud computing business doubled. Microsoft stock is now back at an all-time high for the first time since 1999. PayPal's profits soared because shoppers used its service to buy more things. PayPal's also struck a deal with China's Alibaba. Should bring in a lot more money from that part of the world. It may not be a very Merry Christmas at Kmart. Toymaker Jax has suspended sales of its toys to the chain because of uncertainty about the store's financial health. Jack's, the fifth largest toy company in the country, makes its own line of Star Wars and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle toys. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You and I are privileged to live in one of the greatest democracies in the history of the world.
And with great freedom comes great responsibility.
The time is upon us.
If you want to remain fully free,
you must exercise your rights as a citizen.
The time has come for you to stand up and let your voice be heard.
So what do you choose?
Will you vote junk
or no junk?
If you vote for junk, you don't have to do a thing.
Junk is a virus. It spreads and multiplies all on its own.
But to vote no junk, you have to take action.
I have great news for you. Tom 1?
That's me.
And Tom 2?
At your service.
They've never been defeated.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
It's 6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, still no movement with the crash. Southbound 28 heading into Chantilly before you get to the exit for Route 50. Huge delays just south of the toll road. Again, do not commit to 28. If you can, take Frying Pan Road or McLaren Road over to 657 and parallel 28 because we, again, have a serious crash. Involves a motorcyclist. And it's been shut down for a while. Northbound had been closed when they sent the medevac helicopter, but now reopened, slowly getting by. Northbound jammed as well, just north of I-66. For 210, northbound as you approach Palmer Road, scene of the crash. On New York Avenue approaching Florida Avenue, had a bit of volume with the crash in the intersection. On the Beltway topside through College Park and Silver Spring, that seems to be about one of the slowest stretches of the Maryland Beltway there, and to the Wilson Bridge near St. Barnabas Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy early today, then becoming cloudy with showers and thunderstorms developing by mid-afternoon. Today's high 77, but it's an 80% chance of rain. Not a whole lot, though. It's just going to sort of make things miserable. Tonight, rain showers early, then partly cloudy and pretty windy overnight, low around 50 degrees. Here's your weekend forecast. Saturday, a few clouds from time to time, high of 61, and Sunday, very sunny with a high in the upper 60s. Right now, 68 degrees.
Nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
Who are care suites for?
For years, I said no to an assisted living facility. I was terrified of losing my independence and being isolated from family. Then I learned about Care Suites of America.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or mobility impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com. Care Suites of America.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
College basketball is about to tip off across the country. One Oakland University player in Michigan almost didn't get to suit up. Isaiah Brock served for 4 years in the United States Army, first in Kuwait and then Afghanistan, before signing on to play basketball at Oakland. The NCAA said not so fast. They initially declared him academically ineligible, based on old high school grades. Oakland University appealed, and Michigan Congressman Mike Bishop also stepped in with a letter of support. The NCAA was ignoring Brock's real-world military experience in favor of old high school report cards. When the Oakland coach met Brock in Kuwait a few years ago, he saw a 6'9" soldier in uniform with 50 pounds of gear stomping around in 130-degree heat. He thought to himself, "I need this guy around my team." Surely military service is an education in and of itself. Best of luck, soldier. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Coming up on WNAL, we'll be joined at 7:35 by former Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore.
Plus, coming up right after the news, Representative Tom Davis. He's here. You should be here, live on location at the Silver Diner in Tyson's Corner.
WNAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.